Om Sai Ram. My prayers to Sai Baba to give immense strength to all the mankind. Today, I will be talking about an interesting thought from the book Sai at 366 and the happening on 3rd March, which talks about charming Sai. Mankind is one, and on the other side, all great men are same too. They were alive even after their Mahasamadhi, and they shine brightly. For those understanding, they would give experiences as one only, though they appear to be one. Mule Shastri had come to Shirdi once, not for Sai's darshan, but he wanted to meet Bhuti, who was a millionaire and was at Shirdi at that time. Mule Shastri's master was Ramchandra Dhundiraj Gholap. Gholap Swami left his mortal coil long time back. Mule Shastri, who had come to Shirdi, went to have darshan of Sai Baba too. Instead of Sai Baba, he got the darshan of his master, Gholap Swami. Mule Shastri was then enlightened and learned that both Baba and Gholap Swami are one and the same. This happened at Dwarka Mai when Sai Baba was alive. Sai Baba attained Mahasamadhi on 15th October 1918. There were many Sadgurus in this world along with Sai Baba. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi was one of them. One of his devotees named Srimati Sushila Devi stayed at Switzerland along with her family. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi attained Mahasamadhi on 24th April 1950. Srimati Sushila Devi felt sorry for not being able to see the mortal remains of Sri Ramana Maharshi. But would Sri Ramana Maharshi allow Srimati Sushila Devi to be sad or dejected? After Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi's Samadhi, the family of Sushila Devi visited Chennai and stayed for 15 long days. The devotees who planned to construct Sai Baba's Mandir at Chennai met Srimati Sushila Devi's family and requested for donations. Srimati Sushila Devi told them that her Sadguru was Sri Ramana Maharshi. The Mandir people told her that there was not an iota of difference between Sri Sai Baba and Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. To get the confirmation, Srimati Sushila Devi immediately went to Shirdi. Sai Baba too attained Mahasamadhi. She saw the photograph of Sai Baba in front of idol of Nandi at Gurusthan. In the photograph, she did not see Sai Baba, instead saw Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. That was the reality. Not only her, but another woman, Srimati Dongre, got the similar experience. Srimati Sushila Devi got the experience of Sai Baba and Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi being one and the same on 3rd March 1953. This was the charming Sai Baba. The moral: never doubt our Sai Ma, for he is our Sadguru who can come and give darshan in any form. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.